Washington Democrats are gathering this weekend in Tacoma for their state convention. Just like with the state Republican convention in Pasco last month, Democrats are a party divided. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, but Bernie Sanders supporters represent the majority of delegates. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, convention planners hope for a smooth process, while convention goers are trying to make sense of these strange times.
It was a little bit chaotic at the convention check-in tables Friday morning.
Are you in the first name and through our line? Oh, in the wrong line.
Convention attendees were having a hard time figuring out which line to get in to get their name tags. Noelle Frame hopes that's about as unruly as this convention gets.
I don't anticipate major concern, major chaos.
Frame is a Democratic state representative from Seattle and Bernie Sanders supporter. She's also expected to be elected chair of this convention, normally a job that defaults to the chair of the party. But this year is different. Sanders swept Washington's Democratic caucuses. That means his supporters are the dominant force here at the convention. Frame knows part of her role will be to keep the peace.
You know, there are a lot of people that are very new to the process and are understandably a little let down at this point. And I think having somebody running the room that can be responsive to that real emotion, but also have a firm hand and keep the room in order, is going to be critical to us being able to move through our agenda.
Things didn't go smoothly last month at the Nevada Democratic Convention. That's when the proceedings devolved into shouting and protests, when Sanders supporters felt the process was rigged. Sanders delegate, Lerner Limbach of Orcas Island, doesn't expect a repeat of that in Tacoma.
You know, I expect because the Bernie campaign has the large majority already, that it's going to be a lot more peaceful than, say, Nevada.
But that doesn't mean Limbach is ready to accept that a Clinton nomination at the National Convention in Philadelphia this summer is a fait accompli.
Right now, he's still in it, and he's still going to the National Convention. So until he, you know, signals that we're doing something else, that's what I'm doing. We're going to the convention. We're trying to create the most progressive platform that we can and still in it for the nomination as long as there's states that have not certified their results yet.
Sitting next to Limbach is another Sanders supporter, Johanna Baxter. She's feeling more torn.
Do I stay with Bernie? Do I go with, you know, the Hillary vote? You know, and I'm just, I don't know. I'm still at I don't know.
Baxter hopes this convention helps her make up her mind. Sanders backers do intend to make their mark here. For one thing, they plan to pass a resolution calling on the National Democratic Party to eliminate so-called superdelegates. These are elected officials and other party insiders who are not bound to a particular candidate. Even though Sanders may have the numbers at this convention, there are Clinton supporters to be found. Among them, Karen Troger, who says there are things she likes about Sanders.
But I come from another country, socialistic, and his ideas sound that way. And I think it's a great thing, but in this country, this will never pass. I don't believe people will go for that.
Troger's friend, Jean Kramer, also likes some of what Sanders stands for, but she questions whether he's up for the job.
I feel like his age is against him, because can he take all the stress in the next 4 years? I don't think he could. I think Hillary can. And also she has Bill behind her. That helps.
Plus, she adds, it's time for a woman in the White House. I'm Austin Jenkins in Tacoma.